KXAX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Pope Francis still hospitalized, but he has met with the Vatican Secretary of State on future canonization ceremonies for potential saints. ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from Rome.
Vatican sources also tell ABC News that Pope Francis remains in good humor and that he's not in pain. The faithful are expected to gather for him again for a special prayer service tonight here at the Vatican.
The Pope has been diagnosed with double pneumonia. More federal workers being let go in Washington. The Trump administration pushing forward with the cuts. The Department of Veterans Affairs forced to lay off 1,400 probationary employees overnight. There's also confusion about whether or not government workers should be responding to the email that came from Elon Musk's Doge asking them to send a list of their job duties or risk being fired. Acting IRS Commissioner Doug O'Donnell will announce that he is stepping down as soon as this week, according to sources. He's said to be distressed about the chaos. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An error in one of the first ads in the state Supreme Court race after Elon Musk's group got involved. He's the major donor behind Building America's Future, which will spend $1.6 million in supporting conservative Brad Schimmel over liberal Susan Crawford. One of their first ads says, quote, Susan Crawford is wrong for Wisconsin, end quote, with a photo of her. But there's one big problem. It's the wrong Susan Crawford. The one they included in their ad, Susan P. Crawford, is a law professor at Harvard. And when you look up Susan Crawford on Wikipedia, you end up on the professor's page and you find that photo. Crawford's campaign called it shameful and a fraud and said, quote, Wisconsinites shouldn't trust a single thing from these guys, end quote. Now, this comes after another ad issue a few weeks ago, where the Schimmel campaign ran a spot with an edited photo of Susan Crawford that turned her smile into a scowl. The Schimmel campaign admitted the photo was edited. And the Wisconsin DMV says they're seeing an increase in online vehicle fraud, where people believe they're paying a dealership for a new car. Melissa Kay has more.
The scheme starts as a fake online storefront. The website or social media profile claims to be a Wisconsin dealership. You'll see stock images or photos of real vehicles, and real Wisconsin dealerships are included to make things seem legitimate. Advertised vehicles may be listed at below market value to make interested customers take the bait. Another warning signal is no in-person contact with the seller. The Wisconsin DMV is aware of multiple cases that follow this pattern. Sometimes the scammer interacts with the customer by phone or email, but after they receive the money by wire transfer, all contact stops.
WizDOT has some recommendations for avoiding scammers on their website. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin now ranked 12th in the AP Top 25. The Bucks are in Houston taking on the Rockets. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst and his staff here in Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. Over 300 top college players working out for teams getting ready for the draft in April. The Brewers in Arizona, where pitcher Abner Uribe, who once threw a pitch over 103 miles an hour, believed to be the best in franchise history, has not only been working on his fastball, but his English as well.
How did you study?
I studied like with the teacher, but then I felt chilling sitting. I can't feel asleep because I'm not that guy to be sitting all day taking class, you know.
Uribe, who's from the Dominican Republic, says he wants to be able to speak with the fans, especially the kids.
If I don't speak English, I don't have like something to say to the kid, you know what I mean? So I have to speak in English.
That's Brewers pitcher Abner Uribe with sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, chance of rain and a low of 33. Chance of rain Wednesday, otherwise clouds and mid 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 42. Friday, partly sunny and windy with highs in the upper 40s. Currently 36 degrees.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. and that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
In all of the jobs I have had, in all of the years I have been alive, there is no colleague for whom I have had more affection and more respect than Joy Reid. I love everything about her. I have learned so much from her. I have so much more to learn from her. I do not want to lose her as a colleague here at MSNBC. And personally, I think it is a bad mistake to let her walk out the door. It is not my call, and I understand that, but that's what I think. I will tell you, it is also unnerving to see that on a network where we've got two, count them, two non-white hosts in primetime, both of our non-white hosts in primetime are losing their shows, as is Katie Fang on The Weeknd. And that feels worse than bad.
Wow. Wow. Wow, wow. I'm going to just keep crying, I think. Yeah. Anybody else bawl through? Oh, my God. So, can I have to say the good news, Jody? A lot of heroes of democracy last night, starting with Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow. And the whole, yeah, I guess we should. We should jingle her.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, Jody, because, you know, a lot of folks know, I have a very deep personal and professional affection for both Rachel and Joy. I'm going to start crying. They've just been really great to me. And you saw their total class.
Absolutely.
Last night. Just class acts. The segment with Nicole and Rachel and Lawrence O'Donnell, support. I just bawled through the whole thing. And you know what, Mika? That's how you know your value.
Exactly.
What Joy Reid did last night. I mean, knowing every single member of her staff, every story about them. Rachel Maddow standing up for all of the staff that was treated horribly. Mm-hmm. That's the other bigger part of this story, right? It's like how Elon Musk is treating federal employees. Mm-hmm. With this douchebaggy, you know, five things email that they keep going back and forth on. It just, I mean, it reminds me of what Jane Fonda just said,
yep.
Right? Like, woke means you give a damn about other people. Yep. Like, that's how you use your privilege. Thank you, Rachel Maddow. Oh, my God. I just, you know, I could not already have thought more of her. She's been so kind to me personally, and so is Joy. But it's, but you saw everything that she is there. Mm-hmm. And I told you this morning, she and Joy remind me of your mom, Carol Burnett, and how clearly her coworkers loved her and how well she treated everybody. And, you know, that's a model that's, you know, gone missing a little bit. And so I just was so I could not have been more inspired, because that is how you use your white privilege.
Absolutely.
To stand up for other people. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, obviously, that's something we just have never seen. She put MSNBC on blast, and God bless her. But I can't watch that, Jody, and not want to stand with them. Look at the way Rachel stood with Joy and Nicole and Lawrence and Jen Psaki after that. And this is why, well, you know me, I'm not a fan of boycotts. I understand people's anger and not wanting, and I had tuned out mostly because of my schedule, except Nicole Wallace, because of how early I go to bed. But, you know, That lineup is so amazing, you know, and I have no idea what the chances would be of, you know, putting MSNBC on blast and having, as Rachel said, having them reverse their decision, that it's a bad mistake. I mean, there's a lot, there's 75 million of us that voted for Kamala Harris. That's just a stupid business move.
Exactly.
Right? To alienate, I mean, that is an audience. This is the only, I just don't want the only left-leaning channel to go away if we all tune out. I feel like we need to stand with Rachel and Lawrence and Nicole and, you know, Jen and all the great people they do have. They're standing up for their other colleagues. I mean, and it, obviously, I what a stupid business move to you know, in the midst of everything we're seeing, this especially now, Jody, with how the resistance is building everywhere you look, right? Wearing my Viva la Resistance shirt from Macron, who had to come here from France to show journalists how it's done. Fact check that mother to his face.
Yep.
He's to call out his lies on Ukraine, right? On this despicable day when America votes with Putin and Kim Jong-un against, you know, calling out Russia's aggression. It's just a disgraceful day for America. And there's democracy warriors, Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow, just modeling courage like I've never seen before, right? I mean, I'm glad some other people were saying on social media, Blazing Eyes said, the segment of the readout with Joy Reid, Nicole Wallace, Lawrence O'Donnell, and Rachel Maddow is exactly why you don't turn MSNBC off, because these colleagues who are also friends that love, support, and respect one another support their shows. Also, Chris Hayes, too. And this it followed up with Rachel Maddow's segment on her show today regarding the firing of Joy Reid, Katie Fang, and her colleagues. Another stupid decision. You're going to be the only liberal network and fire all the people of color? I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them? Ridiculous. Stupid.
It is stupid.
And colleagues behind the scenes acknowledging that it doesn't sit blindly on her that these colleagues are people of color is the reason why you should always respect and support your friends who are allies. Turning off their shows is not the right response. Calling for the person responsible for their firings to be fired is the right response.
Yep.
MSNBC, your new CEO's got to go. Her name is Rebecca Kutler. Make that trend.
Yep.
Because all of these awful decisions, and you know, other people have gone more into the I don't know who. There's some Trump supporter on the Comcast board. Like, who knows? You know, Jody, what occurs to me, someone was saying they could be doing this on purpose so that then when they sell it all, you know, just to tank it. Because obviously, I'm not the only one that's been saying over and over, Joe and Mika, really? You're keeping Joe and Mika the lowest rated show on the network that people, obviously, including me, who are diehards, have tuned out because of them bending the knee.
Exactly.
To Trump, and now you're going to bend the knee on behalf of the rest of the network for your lowest rated show and not one of your highest rated shows like Joy Reid and obviously Rachel Maddow and the rest. I mean, I don't even know where to start. It was just, oh my God. First of all, do you see, this was, again, hero of democracy. This was the joy on the Zoom call everybody did. The support for her also just makes me well up too, you know, that they did this whole impromptu Zoom call. I think we have the, sorry, Bella, poor Bella. I made her get 75,000 sound bites yesterday. By the way, I need to do a Rachel Maddow Joy Reid love letter to my staff, which includes you two. Jody and I were saying, oh my God, that's a huge staff, Joy Reid. I'm like, do people understand we do this with three of us? That's it. Chris is on vacation. Oh my God. And we had tech time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Today was a big
oh my day. God. I'm with the Spectrum guy yesterday. This morning, I was like, Joe, I forgot to confirm the guest and send a Zoom link. Are you open? Really, I can't believe you didn't quit sooner. I mean, poor Bella. Dear God, it was like hazing. She's been here like a minute
and a
half.
You used to wonder why I would get up at midnight.
22 years old. And I sent her like 75 sound. I was trying to help.
I was trying to
find the sound. Before
it is helpful.
That is helpful.
It was really jarring waking up at 4:30 and seeing like a bunch of emails.
That's why I sent the follow-up email. That don't worry, if you can't get it all, don't worry. Just do it the best you can. Oh, my God. And Jody printing my 17 feet. She's supposed to just be here running cameras, printing all my
you threads
and tweets.
You only did 14 pages today. Yay.
I did do better
you
than
did.
Over the weekend.
A lot better. 8 pages
a
less.
Lot. People have a lot to say. Okay, so this was the Zoom, where, you know, oh my God, when Joy cried. I mean, you just, I'm going to not stop crying. I mean, this, so, but just, again, modeling courage or saying, I'm glad I didn't back down. You know, this is why they're celebrating on the right, including up to friggin' Trump yep. is celebrating. It's, she wouldn't be, the reason, that's why she's so powerful. That's the reason they're celebrating, right? Because that's the head they wanted. Because she is a powerful, fierce black woman that is speaking truth to power with no, you know, with no apologies. Yeah, this was should we do? I don't know. Is it? Oh, is it the Zoom is 10 and 11? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. I'm not. I try not to cry on TV. This is kind of like me on TV, so I apologize. So what I will just say is that in the end, where I land is that the moment that of guilt that I felt. That I went hard on so many issues, whether it was the Black Lives Matter issues of a young baby or a mom or a dad that was killed, or when we opened up people's eyes to the fact that Asian Americans were being targeted and not just black folks, that, or went hard for immigrants who've done nothing but come to this country like my parents did and try to make a life and defended them. Any of these issues, and yes, whether it's talking about Gaza and the fact that we as the American people have a right to object, to have a right to object to little babies being bombed. And where I come down on that is I'm not sorry. I am not sorry that I stood up for those things, because those things are of God. And you know, I'm a church girl too, and those are the things that I was taught were of God. And so I'm not sorry. I'm just proud of my show.
Oh, good for you, Joy. Yeah. That's a woman that knows her value, mm-hmm. right? And again, that is what it looks like to speak truth to power. I mean, it's... here's the business part I wanted to share. Somebody threaded. My thoughts on MSNBC's newly appointed president, Rebecca Kutler, firing one of the staples of the entire network, Joy Reid, and what happens next. Comcast CEO Michael Cavanaugh, a Trump supporter, never hid his loathing of MSNBC and is actively looking to unload and or sell the entire news channel. Expect more firings and gutting of the only left-leaning cable news network left in the country until it becomes unwatchable, and that's the whole point by Trump and his fascist CEO buddies. Yep. Let's not let that happen. Let's support the shows that support each other, right? And because we've always talked about this, Jody, that the Boycott Rush Limbaugh campaign almost killed all of progressive radio. Mm-hmm. Because advertisers just stopped advertising in general. So boycotts are tricky. You know, they can cut both ways. And particularly after what Rachel did, I mean, you got to reward that kind of courage,
absolutely.
Don't you? Yeah. I'm sorry, am I talking too much? You're just staring at me like I'm not
listening to you.
I feel like I'm like a human garbage disposal. You just don't want to get your hand near it.
You're
just
you're used to me when I was producing, and I would pay attention.
And you weren't paying attention to me.
And now I'm paying attention.
Now you're paying attention to me, but you're just scared.
It's disconcerting.
Yeah. And Bella looked like a little deer in the headlights too when I came, and she was like.
I'm happy things are working today.
That's why I sent her the apology email. I'm sorry. I know you just woke up. I'm sorry for the 15 emails. Do the best you can. Don't worry about it. Oh, my God. Yeah, just, again, pure class the way Rachel and Joy stood up for, you know, all the... Because you know from your mom... How many people worked on your mom's show? 11 billion?
Well, there was a 36-piece orchestra.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we used to have that before cutbacks.
Yeah, yeah. I forget how many dancers and singers.
Yeah. Is your mic on? Yeah. What's happening?
It's cutting in and out. You got
doing that thing again.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta be like right on top of it.
I am right on top of it.
Yay!
Now.
Yay!
I was a little struck by what Joy Reid's show budget must be compared to ours.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Some chewing gum and string. I was in here yesterday, like I don't know, phones didn't work. We weren't on Free Speech TV. Something there, this thing. I don't know.
Well, I just double checked. We are on Free Speech.
Oh, thank God. Hiya. Yeah,
everything is up and running.
Everything's up and running.
All right. So, I mean, a lot of fierce acts of resistance yesterday, and that we should be happy about. We have Charlie Pierce and Cliff Schechter, who are also fantastic resistors. So take heart this morning between Macron and how about the Army Choir singing the Trump song from Les Miserables.
Yeah.
Les
Miserables.
In front of Trump. Right? Who's too dumb to get it? But yeah, I haven't even gotten to all the acts of, you know, resistance. And let me just tell you, Democrats, first of all, Rachel Maddow also took Hakeem Jeffries to school on top of everything else she did. Not one vote for this cuts, this horrible budget that cuts Medicaid. No more trying to get along. Right. That's it, right? It's not one vote for this horrible, it's cutting $2 trillion from Medicaid. Are you kidding me? So they can get, you'll be surprised at the math. Guess how much the tax cuts for the rich? $2 trillion.
Yep.
I mean, I'm telling you, you know, this is, again, why it's the dumbest business move ever with MSNBC. If you look around the country, these town hall, the resistance is just starting. I mean, this is a groundswell like I've never seen in our country. Get on the right side of history, yep. MSNBC. Do not, you know, lose one of your fiercest warriors in the middle of this fight. Joy Reid said it last night. She started her show by talking about we are in it, the fascism. Mm-hmm. Like that, God bless her. I don't know how she had the composure to do what the show she did last night with that gorgeous smile on her face. That, I mean, that is a warrior woman. Do we have this? Where's Joy Reid's? Is this her opening? Just real quick before we break, 13?
I think it's her sign, or no.
You know what? Let's take a break and we'll find you and come back because we're running. Because I went long.
You went long.
Because blah, 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 blah.
Well,
blah,
it is a talk show.
Blah, blah.
You're supposed to talk.
I've never had you look at me with quite a look of fear as well. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt.
Exactly.
At MSNBC. Okay. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, boy, did I need temperature regulation and bed watching. Oh, MSNBC last night. Cozy Earth, OMG. And by the way, do you know your dogs or your prey, your kitties, they know when you're upset? Oh, yeah. Oh my God. They were suction cupped to my body all night long.
The baby.
And I'm like, you understand how much I love Joy Reid? Okay. I have long conversations with them. They seem to get it.
They do.
Yeah. They said, yes, she has incredible, incisive commentary. I'm like, I know, right? Or maybe I imagined that conversation. The point is,
all from Clyde.
I was in my Cozy Earth sheets, in my Cozy Earth pajamas. I love Cozy Earth. Oh, my God, even the bath towels, so soft, so amazing. I'm telling you, you know what? We all going to need a little something. It's going to be a long stretch here. Mm-hmm. We need a little luxury in our lives, a little bit. A little something to make you, you know, take care of yourself, baby yourself. Do it. Get up to 40% off right now at CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com, the code is Stephanie. If you get asked in that post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com. 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshauer joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
I miss Allie.
Yay. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, thank God. We found the French Resistance music. Whee. We weren't sure what it was. But let me just say, vive la résistance. Oh, je t'aime, Macron. Jody, who said, I support the idea of Ukraine being compensated first? Second of all, those who paid should be compensated not by Ukraine, by Russia, because they started the war. Who said that?
Jeff Goldblum.
No, oh my God. It's Emmanuel Macron. Vive la résistance. Oh my God. So many heroes of democracy around the world, Jody, around the world. Yes. Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid. Right? Trish says, Democrats in D.C., so help me God, learn how to read the authoritarianism is here, room, not one freaking vote for Mike Johnson's homage to the oligarchy spending bill, not one freaking vote. Thank you. Oh, would you like to Vive la Resistance around the world news? Ho-ho! Donald Trump is reportedly furious because his latest threats to leave NATO have backfired as European leaders are proposing to replace the U.S. and NATO with Ukraine, start curb-stomping Russia altogether, and then make Trump utterly irrelevant in the negotiations.
Wow.
Vive la résistance! Canada putting 100% tariffs on Teslas. Gavin Newsom out here in California, right, is going to will make up for your EV subsidy that Donald Trump cut, except for Tesla. Viva la resistance! I'm in a state this morning. I need my boo-boo. Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Hi, good morning. Oh, my God. Thank God you're back on. With everything going on, it's just like something like that. It's just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's going on? We're like, they're bumping everything off the air. You know, I mean, it's hard. Oh, God, thank God you're back.
Thank you.
That's all I can say.
Thank you. Well, with our enormous budget, we were able to find new chewing gum to put our wires back together. Anyway, go ahead, Karen.
Well, I'm glad you're back on. If you need any help finding sound bites, I'm at your.
Bella would like that.
Yes. Yeah, no, seriously. Just email me. I'll find whatever you need.
Thank you.
Okay, so really quick, I will follow Joy Reid anywhere.
To the gates of hell.
And you know what? I mean, this is the thing. You know what? She's going to be completely untethered. She's going to be able to speak truth to power like she always has been without the overlords. you know, telling her, you know, no. So good for her.
Yeah, I still say put MSNBC on blast. Tell them to fix their mistakes. Like Rachel Maddow said. Rachel Maddow, they need her a lot more than she needs them. Do it!
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The chaotic cuts to the federal government have hit Wisconsin. President Trump created the Department of Government Efficiency and put billionaire Elon Musk in charge of shrinking the federal government. Researchers and journalists have been working to figure out just how many people have been fired and where, because this new office hasn't released that information. Madison is home to as many as 5,800 federal employees. Now we're learning people were laid off at the U.S. Department of Agriculture here in Madison. One former staffer told the Cap Times it was probably about 28 people from the USDA. The people fired say ending their research and programs could have an impact on Wisconsin farmers. As much as 10% of the staff from the U.S. Forest Service nationwide has been fired. That includes at least five people at the U.S. Forest Products Laboratory, which is in Madison off University Avenue. And the Veterans Affairs Hospital has confirmed they lost a small number of employees. This is just what we know for now as we're starting to piece together the impact of these cuts. Meanwhile, the Department of Government Efficiency is looking to close or consolidate four federal offices in Wisconsin. That's according to its website. It includes the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service office on Madison's west side. Its lease is $58,000 a year, and Musk's team wants to close it. They'd also close an office of the Defense Contract Management Agency in Merrill, saving about $6,000 annually. And also on the chopping block, they want to consolidate a Department of Defense office in Milwaukee and a Social Security Administration office in Green Bay. Meanwhile, our ice is melting on Madison Lakes. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, chance of rain and a low of 33. Chance of rain Wednesday, otherwise clouds and mid 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 42. Friday, partly sunny and windy with highs in the upper 40s. Currently 36 degrees.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who talks health and the Oscars. And mob expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk the mafia and urban legends. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Is this the efficient government that you voted for? Really? Because it all really just looks to my mind like a mess. And we're probably looking at a government shutdown next month, since the completely incompetent Republican Party has no idea how to run the government. And what that tells you is that even when Republicans claim that Trump has a mandate or that he's doing what the American people voted for, they are lying. Nobody voted for this. This is a mess. And not even a normal mess. It's a fascistic mess. And what you can do about it is what you're already doing. Just say no.
Tonight on our final readout, we are going to talk about what people are actually doing to resist this and get some advice from some of our favorite friends on what more we can do. And that conversation is next.
Damn, how many people do you know have the courage and the class and the grace to do a last show like she did, right?
Yeah, she did a great job.
And just to call fascism out for what it is, that's how she opened the show. She said, when you're in the midst of a crisis, and specifically a crisis of democracy, how do you resist when fascism isn't just coming, it's already here? I mean, that she used her last show to do that and
right.
not, you know, wallow in self-pity like, you know, Trump and all the right wing seems to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is amazing. By the way, more Viva la Resistance good news. Author Starling says, dear world, we might be close to turning the tide. For hope, look at the nationwide protest, Les Miserables, performed by the Army Choir in front of the president, the upside-down flag hung over Yosemite by Rangers, the town hall meetings held this past week, court decisions, he's lost almost all of them. The people are dissenting. And by the way, I do not dissent respectfully. I dissent with a big bag of views. That's how I dissent.
There you go.
By the way, I like, as you know, I like my resistance as immature as possible. The letters to the...
Some of them are so good.
By the way, I would like a letter from both of you on what five things you did for this show last week.
Oh, my God.
All right, everyone.
I showed up last week.
Good enough. Good enough. Good enough for me. Nicely done. What a douchey thing to do. But
it's
it's
so hedge fundy.
I know, but I'm so glad people are resisting. It's such hilarious. What's your favorite letters? Hang on, I'm trying to find mine.
I like the one with the song from 9 to 5.
Yes. Wait, hang on. Oh, God. That's 17 pages back, isn't it? Here it is. Dear manager, here's what I did last week. Oh, this is another great one. Dear manager, here's what I did last week. 1, your mom. 2, your mom again. 3, ate your mom's lasagna. 4, your dad. 5, called my representatives. All right, I'll find the other one. Let me go to Donna in Washington State. Hey, Donna.
Hello?
Hi, Donna. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm the official civil servant of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God. Hello.
And the last month I've been so angry with since he got into the office, and what he's doing to me, my fellow federal workers, are it's disgusting.
I know. And they're, you know, and watching Elon Musk giggling about it, about ruining people's lives. I mean, I can't even.
He's not even in my chain of command. He's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On what authority? I mean, thank God. Thank you, honey. I appreciate you sharing. I mean, I've heard from so many people, Jody, these are real people with real lives. And here's this billionaire douchebag with a chainsaw giggling at them, you know, and people celebrating. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. It's sick. By the way, more Viva La Resistance music. The MC who said she spoke up and now she doesn't want to suffer the consequences in Coeur d'Alene just had the Yelp reviews for his business shut off because he was suffering the consequences of his actions. Mm-hmm. And also, I believe the company got fired that sent the brown shirts in.
Yes, they've gotten fired and the police are investigating. It's a big deal.
Good.
It should be.
Yeah, and why wasn't that on more news coverage, right? What happened? That was, I mean, that is exactly what fascism looks like. You don't even have to explain it to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Nina Parker said, if Joy Reid didn't scare them, they wouldn't be celebrating her cancellation. Her show may be ending, but her voice will continue. Believe that. So many great points. Sage said, a trans girl playing soccer has no impact on your life, but Elon Musk stealing your Social Security number does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what we're seeing is, Jody... It's so, I get it. Like, this poor woman, this is really stressful, and yet I've just never seen the country wake up like this quickly. And so
he's done so much so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Move fast and break things. Like, okay, how do you like it now? And the problem is, like, when people go, oh, I didn't vote for this. Well, you voted for it to happen to other people.
Exactly.
You didn't vote for it to happen to you. That's
right.
What's happening.
Exactly.
So speaking of the trans issue, I'm glad that Bill Maher, he doesn't only just irritate me. Christopher said, watching Bill Maher interviewed on Pod Save America, so much about Maher makes me angry, but I think the biggest thing is how he regards himself as well-informed and thoughtful, but never says anything I couldn't hear from the average grandpa around a Thanksgiving table.
Yep.
He's going off on trans issues again. And, you know, all scoldy-locks about the Democrats, and you got to do up this trans issue. No, this is how you model courage, the way Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow did last night. Yep. You stand up for everybody. This one, Rachel Maddow last night, what she said to, I don't know if we have this one, I'm sorry, I sent you 17,000. This what she said to write to Hakeem Jeffries. She said, policy doesn't feel like the main conversation right now. We're in the middle of a ketamine-fueled autocratic power grab, rendering Congress irrelevant, making the rule of law an afterthought, if not a joke. That's how you do it, yep. Right? And, you know, I like Hakeem Jeffries, but he seemed a little shell-shocked, you know? Yeah. I hope some of that courage rubs off on him. And again, not one vote for this travesty going on in the in Congress. Pete in Wisconsin. Hey, Pete.
Good, buddy. Morning. How are we doing today?
Yeah, this is fantastic. Got a little morning show back up and running. Yeah.
Well, I would like to talk about a subject near and dear to my heart, and that's cheese.
Oh.
That's something, if you look at people in Wisconsin, back me up on this. So one of the main producers is Sargento cheese, and I've been noticing in my pick and save, you're only seeing the bags and two cups. They usually come in two cups and four cup bags. And I think what these dairies are finding is a lot of their milkers are immigrants. And if they're not here producing the milk, oh my God, we're going to have a cheese shortage pretty soon. And oh my God, cheese is going to be worth like gold pretty soon. And hey,
oh, no.
By the way, all you people in Wisconsin.
No, Chris LeBoy's never coming
you
back.
Know
yeah,
the,
he's never coming cheese. Back. If there's no cheese, he's never coming back.
Yeah, I mean, if you take our fried cheese away from us, oh dear
yeah.
Lord.
Oh yeah. Hell to pay, hell to pay. Oh yeah. God, don't mess with Wisconsin
oh,
there,
no.
Hey. By the way, speaking of the cutbacks, Kristi Noem says $200 million DHS ad campaign thanking Trump was his idea. Mari said, I found some waste, fraud, and abuse. By the way, how much of a zero could he be compared to the hero that President Zelensky is? Did you see President Zelensky said, don't hang my picture anywhere. A president's not an idol or whatever. Hang pictures of your kids so you make decisions based on them, not on me. Don't. I mean, like I said yesterday, Jody, it is extraordinary. The 180 difference that he's willing to sacrifice himself for his country.
Yep.
And Trump sacrificed his country for himself. And here we are.
Yep.
Ay, ay, ay. Yes, Ron says a set of countries hates us. Another is bewildered, dismayed, horrified. A third group is laughing at us. And the last group is working the angles to fleece us by flattering the weak-minded senile dope who occasionally shows up at the White House to sign stuff. Nobody respects us. Yeah, they were retweeting... Which Drunky McDrunkerson is this? Drunky McPill Dispenser, Ronnie Jackson.
Yes, that one.
He said, America's back under President Trump. We are respected again.
No.
Oh, my God. We are being booed around the world or laughed at. Are you kidding me? They live in a delusion over there.
They do. They really, really do.
That is what you call a cult. Our good friend Brooklyn Dad said, call me crazy, but when a convicted felon known for cheating people, scamming people, having to close his foundation and university fraud for fraud, says he wants to go to Fort Knox to see if someone stole the gold, my spidey sense starts tingling. You can't trust that.
Yeah.
Someone said it is the plot of Goldfinger.
Uh-huh.
But you also said one of the Die Hard movies.
Yeah.
Is this seriously happening right under our noses? I guess if the gold's there, it might be missing. I'm like... There's a light broken on this
exactly.
Gold. I'm going to take it up to my shop and fix it up there and bring it back here.
Exactly.
He's going to be the Grinch who stole the gold at Fort Knox, I'm telling you. How much more obvious does it get? Wake up, people. Okay. Alice in Florida. Hello, Alice.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, for all the emotion that we feel right now, my husband was in broadcasting for 40 years and saw the brutality of it because it's related to ratings. Is anybody remembering that the 7 o'clock spot now goes to the weekend crew? Two of the three are minorities. How are we making them feel about their new position?
Rachel made that point. Rachel made that point that it's not about who replaces them. It still can be wrong. I mean, and Joy Reid, by the way, her ratings were as good or better than anybody else's. So, no, I've said over and over again, I think that weekend show's terrific.
It is.
But replace Morning Joe. Replace Ari Melber. Sorry, no offense. But, you know, they have weak spots, mm-hmm. and it's not the ones they replace. So, no, it's you know, and I'm sure that's something. We've had Michael Steele on this show many times. I think that show's terrific.
He's a scorpion, you know.
Yeah. I know, but the other thing is he still calls himself Republican.
Yes.
And he's a much fiercer resister than Joe Ben-the-Knee Scarborough, who says he's not a Republican anymore, but sure acts like it, right? I mean, okay. Also, hang on, let's go to, 17. Jen Psaki, I thought, you know, again, did a lovely tribute to Joy as well. I think she's a great talent. I'm glad she's getting a spot. But you know what? With your viewership, show MSNBC how you feel. Support the shows of, you know, the truth tellers and the democracy
Absolutely.
Wars, and tune out the others, right? Nobody needs 2 hours of Katie Tour.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. That one.
Hi, younger Andrea Mitchell. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm in a mood this morning. Okay, here's Jen.
I mean, it's one thing to fire an officer who he believes won't do the job the right way.
Exactly.
It's another thing entirely to remove lawyers who give detailed, thoughtful advice to leaders about what is or isn't legal. So the point is, if you want to do things that are illegal, they are some of the people you would get rid of. And that's exactly what Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth did on Friday, firing 3 top JAGs at the Army, Navy, and Air Force. Now, normally we wouldn't be able to tell you for sure that's why he did it, but I think we all know these are definitely not normal times.
Yeah, and she went on to say he said it out loud.
He did.
And Pete Hegseth admitted why he did it on live television.
Ultimately, we want lawyers who give sound constitutional advice and don't exist to attempt to be roadblocks to anything anything that happens in their spots.
Oh.
Again, if using the military for illegal stuff is your goal, then yeah. I mean, I guess the people who ensure you follow the law are roadblocks.
Right. People won't get in the way of doing anything. You mean like illegal orders? By the way, my dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg, as I've mentioned, I believe, before. I was just following orders is not going to cut it. So, again, right side of history, you, get over here. Sorry, I'm doing like a hand show, a puppet show.
I see that.
Lost to the people just listening on the radio. But,
hey, free speech is back, so.
It's quite good.
You know.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I wish you would have more confidence in yourself. Chris, I understand you not being at all. Who said there is no Article 4 in the Constitution that gives Elon Musk that authority? The way he's been delegated this authority is illegal. The actions he's taking are illegal. We need to shut down this illegal operation. Who said that?
Gina Davis.
No, that was a really bad guess. That was Senator Chris Van Hollen.
Oh, okay.
Great state of Maryland. Okay. Billy, just one last one. MAGA voted to ruin their own lives, the lives of their children, all of their loved ones, so the billionaires could become wealthier and so that trans people can't get gender-affirming care, poor people can't eat, and an immigrant can't pick fruit or wash dishes. This is what hate does. I mean, Wisconsin is going cheeseless. Thanks to
that's not good.
Some of our crops are rotting in the field out
yes,
here.
They are.
Do you know how much fruit and vegetable we supply to the rest of the nation? This affects all of us. This is what we... Okay, I'm trying to say. Okay. One more. Victor in Oregon. Hello, Victor.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
You know, the problem is Donald Trump is on the same side as Iran, North Korea,
yes.
Russia, and China when they refuse to vote against the
Russia, yeah.
The UN resolution to condemn Russia.
Yep.
So now we're on the same side as Iran. And what's even more strange is Israel voted against the resolution to condemn Russia when it was Hamas that did the same thing to Israel. I mean, what kind of idiocy is going on here?
Yeah. Well, and what was I going to say? By the way, that was the other fantastic thing about Macron, calling out Putin's war crimes to Trump's face.
Yep.
I mean, this tells you everything you need to know. So Stuart Stevens, who was a Republican strategist for many years, he said the degree of Russian compromise of the Republican Party is one of the great stories of American political history. Those of us who worked within the party saw it happen, accompanied by a right-wing media industry that found it profitable to label Russian influence a hoax. There is nothing like it in American history. Those are the stories that the Joy Reads and the Rachel Maddows of the world are telling, yep, and then why it is so important. It is because they compromise an entire other party. Trump couldn't do this alone.
No.
And it's if this isn't a crisis, I don't know what is. If you want to stand with, you know, dictators and thugs, those are the two people we're with, Putin and Kim Jong-un. I mean, that's your America? I can't. All right, that's when I stopped being able to even, and now I can't anymore.
Well, you have a jar of F's over there that...
Oh, all right. Okay, I'll go get my jar of F's to give. 49 minutes after the hour. I can't give them, though, because then I won't have any more again.
Right.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path, my buddy, my pal. I'm telling you, collagen, don't get jabbed, people, except with the vaccine. That's not what I meant. This goes right in my coffee every morning and in my tea at night, the PM, with a chamomile in it to help mommy. I'm in a mood today.
Yes, you are.
Okay. If you want to look in the mirror and see a hydrated pre-Trump glow, it's important you get the right type of collagen fibers. The two most important ones, type 1 and 3, are found in 90% of the collagen in your body, in your cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Type 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. That's what's in there. Them 1 and 3s is good stuff. It's flavorless. It can be added to anything. It is bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily, mixes perfectly without clumping. I even use a little hydrate packs they make for my hiking and biking bottle. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Come on, get healthy. Get in the fight with mama. Let's go. Start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
I was always tired, with weekly bouts of indigestion. A friend asked me, when was the last time you did a detox? Never, I said. So she recommended Active Liver.
Our liver works hard every day to remove toxins from processed foods and unclean air and water. But too many toxins can overwhelm the liver, causing it to actually store toxins in our body fat. Low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation are all telltale signs that we need to act. Water or juice fasts can help, but often require days or weeks of feeling tired and sick. Thankfully, there's an easier way. Active Liver from New Nordic is a natural supplement that helps your liver effectively eliminate toxins on a daily basis, leaving you feeling better, with more energy and less bloating.
Within a week of taking Active Liver, I was feeling better, and now I have more energy than I've had in years.
Available in both tablet or delicious gummies, you can find Active Liver online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com or in stores at your local CVS or Meijer grocery.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent any disease.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The John and Gordy Show.
Let's go right to the phones here on John and Gordy.
You had spoken a previous hour about the Trump Golf Index.
Yes.
And it also includes a running tally or chart of the price of eggs and the price of gasoline. Which is,
I did not know that.
But great show, and I would really recommend going back to the Trump Golf Tracker, because that's what better way to keep track of the man.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Stephanie Miller.
Party, dance, everybody, make it hot.
Yeah.
In this party, don't stop, move your body.
Yeah, is that the electronica the kids are listening to? I think I threw something out. Okay. Bella loves the old humor. Okay. To my point, and Stuart Stevens' point about all the Russian, the Russians having compromised not just Trump but the entire Republican Party, how embarrassing is this? Russian state TV says it's no coincidence Trump is echoing Putin's talking point. I mean, they say it out loud.
They do.
Right? And this is, but you know, somehow the right wing is convinced whatever segment of the population, this was a hoax?
Yes.
Yeah, this is not a hoax. In a clip from state-run Russian TV, they said it's no coincidence many of Trump's recent stances largely materialized after his conversation with Putin. Because, of course, that's where he gets his talking points. The phrases he's saying are so deep and so correct. They're in total alignment with the way we see things.
Right.
Isn't that so nice to be just polite chipmunks with the brutal dictators and war criminals of the world?
I think it's a great thing.
Cindy in Michigan. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Go ahead.
I would like, I didn't know if you had me on. I couldn't hear. I sent an email to MSNBC. I tried to be as polite as I could, but pointed. I live in a rural area of Michigan, so I let them know we have a lot of Trump supporters out here, and there's going to come a time, and soon, where those supporters, they're not going to go to Fox. They're not going to trust Fox, because this is all failing. This is going to fail. And they're going to need an MSNBC to be the network where they get trusted news that's competent, has integrity.
Yep.
And it's a good business decision.
Thank you.
People like
that's my
Joy
point.
Reid.
Cindy, why do you think Rachel's ratings are so high? Because she is a warrior. Joy Reid did great. You know, Nicole Wallace does great. Support those shows. Send MSNBC a message that they are making the wrong decisions. Allison Gill said Maddow's calling out what's happening with non-white actors at MSNBC is a bad mistake, unnerving, worse than bad, and indefensible. And she calls out the dozens of producer layoffs, not the right way to treat people, inefficient and unnecessary. That is how you stand in solidarity with people, right? With your coworkers. They were saying, first of all, I think they initially heard in the media about them losing their jobs, right? And then they've been invited to reapply for jobs. It's just a crappy way. To
you don't do
people.
It like that.
That's By the way, would you like to reapply for your job, Jody?
Which one?
No! I couldn't run away fast enough. All right, we got Charlie Pierce coming up and Cliff Schechter on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers is back for a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Tommy, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant windows
that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Later tonight, House Republicans are planning to hold a floor vote on their budget blueprint. If passed, it would start the process to advance President Trump's overall agenda. The bill includes money for border security, tax cuts, energy reform, no tax on tips, and other items. More threats from Elon Musk and his demand that federal workers respond to his email telling him what it is exactly that they do from week to week or risk being fired.
Overnight, Musk not backing down, posting on social media that workers can't expect that email to go out again, writing failure to respond a second time will result in termination.
ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. Some agencies told their workers not to respond to the email. Others told them they should respond. President Trump calling Musk's initial email genius. 1,100 workers at Starbucks are going to be laid off as the company restructures and shrinks its menu. The move will not affect baristas. 13 Starbucks drinks are being eliminated. This is ABC News.
You can always